app, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. Picket lines at three production plants as the United Auto Workers strikes the big three automakers. CBS's Chris Van Cleave tells us it's a labor action that could expand as time goes on.
United Auto Workers walked off the job at three plants belonging to the nation's big three automakers.
We mean business. It's time to make a higher wage.
Facilities in Missouri, Ohio, and Michigan, the first targets of the UAW strike, beginning 1 minute after their labor contract expired with Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis.
It's about getting their share and our share of economic justice.
On CBS Mornings, General Motors CEO Mary Barra says the union, which is demanding higher pay, a shorter work week, and traditional pensions, is asking for too much.
For the life of the contract, the initial demands were over $100 billion. We still have a ways to go with the offer they put on the table last night.
A Michigan jury has acquitted three men in the last trial connected to the plan to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Nine others were convicted in the case. Hurricane Lee will skirt the New England coast, but will deliver tropical storm conditions. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson on the latest track.
This is now an 80-mile-an-hour Category 1 storm, so that is the big change here, is that it is continually weakening, and we are down to just a mere three members that have a landfall somewhere in Maine. Everything else takes it over the Canadian Maritimes, and that is certainly good news.
Overseas, the death toll is 11,000 in the flooding that ravaged Libya. CBS's Holly Williams says 10,000 others are unaccounted for.
In Derna, they're digging through the brown silt that smothered their city, looking for bodies, still counting the dead. Storm Daniel burst two dams that obliterated a quarter of the city. It was a catastrophe, says Khaled Al-Shawayed. All of my friends are dead. The United Nations says an evacuation could have saved most of those who died, but the Libyan authorities failed to warn people of the risk posed by the aging dams.
Former President Trump has told NBC News it's, quote, very unlikely he would pardon himself if he were to win the White House in 2024. And he discussed a pardon in the final days of his presidency.
I said, the last thing I'd ever do is give myself a pardon. I could have given myself a pardon. The last day I could have had a pardon done that would have saved me all of these lawyers and all of these fake charges.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 182 points. NASDAQ down 170. The S&P is off 35. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 12:03. Good afternoon. I'm Nate Wegehow, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The deadline to avoid a federal government shutdown is fast approaching. Advocates say they're worried about decisions that would hurt Wisconsin families with kids. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
U.S. House Republicans are floating ideas like cutting funding for food assistance. Dahi Wolf of Kids Forward says 71,000 people in the Women with Infants and Children program could lose their benefits.
These are all working people in our state that are working poor because we've refused to raise the minimum wage. We've refused to, you know, come up with jobs that pay a living wage and to support, you know, families and children.
Wolf says other cuts could take 1,000 children out of Head Start and 1,400 young people out of job training programs. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
A proposed new system for drawing Wisconsin's legislative districts is on its way to the state Senate and a likely veto from Governor Evers. The assembly passed a Republican redistricting bill last night that gives nonpartisan staff more say in drawing up the maps. Democrats have pushed for similar redistricting reforms for more than a decade, but they say they're suspicious of this bill. Democrats say it's a ploy by Republicans to get around the new liberal majority state Supreme Court. We may know as soon as next week if a group of former Wisconsin justices think Janet Protasiewicz should face impeachment if she doesn't recuse herself from a pair of redistricting cases. The group was formed by Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
I do believe we'll have something back in the next week or two, so we know whether or not the ability lies within the legislature and how it would work. Again, that is my absolute last resort.
If Republicans move to impeach, expect lawsuits to try and stop it. This is Democratic Attorney General Josh Call.
I am confident that if there is an impeachment, there will be litigation in some form. Who is involved in that, who files a suit, is hard to say.
Meanwhile, a new poll shows the idea of impeaching Protasiewicz is wildly unpopular. Wisconsin voters are against impeaching her by a whopping 24 points. Mike Moen reports.
The poll was released the same day Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss announced he's putting together a panel to look at grounds for removing the judge. A Better Wisconsin Together's Mike Brown says, based on the election and the survey, such a move goes against the will of voters.
Wisconsin voters value their votes, and they expect that their legislators will respect the results of those votes.
Brown says the poll of 600 registered voters conducted by a national firm was essentially evenly split in connecting with Republicans and Democrats. I'm Mike Moen.
Republicans are trying to override Governor Evers's veto that created a 400-year-long school funding increase. The override passed the Senate yesterday, along with a move to restore $3.5 billion in tax cuts. But it won't matter. There aren't enough Republican votes in the Assembly to sustain the overrides. Evers says public schools need the money more than Wisconsin's highest earners need tax cuts. An island town on Lake Superior has purchased the Madeline Island Ferry Line, preserving its access to the mainland. The town of LaPointe purchased the assets of the private company for $17 million. The ferry line currently has 5 boats, making over 6,000 crossings every year between the island and the town of Bayfield. They say they hope to operate the ferry later into the evening to help residents make it back to the island every day. They say it will also be beneficial to the thousands of tourists who visit the island every year. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, and this is Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A Wisconsin man will serve 16 years in prison after being sentenced for child sex crimes in 4 counties. Roger Hadamer Jr. of Loyal, Wisconsin, faced charges in Rusk County, Clark County, Chippewa County, and Taylor County, and was sentenced to a total of 16 years in prison after the consolidation of those charges. All of the charges involve the same victim. This week, Hadamer Jr. was sentenced to 14 years in prison, but the sentence will run concurrently to a 16-year sentence from the Rusk County case. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters that deer season begins this weekend with the opening of archery and crossbow seasons. The two seasons run through either January 7th or January 31st, depending on the county, and all harvested deer must be registered by 5 p.m. the day after the deer is recovered. The DNR is also reminding hunters to practice proper safety, like wearing safety harnesses in tree stands and using a haul line to bring unloaded weapons to the stand. Wisconsin will receive federal grant funding dedicated to tree planting initiatives in the state. According to a C. Hafer News report, the city of Milwaukee will receive $12 million for planting and maintenance of trees in economically disadvantaged communities. Dane County will receive $1.5 million in funding for tree planting and maintenance and to establish a youth tree crew. The United States Forest Service hopes to use the program to purify the air and mitigate heat during the summer months. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin will resume abortion care services on Monday in Milwaukee and Madison. Abortion services have been suspended in Wisconsin since last year's U.S. Supreme Court Dobbs decision, which overturned the 1973 ruling in Roe v. Wade. Planned Parenthood's decision is based on a Dane County judge's ruling in July that Wisconsin's 1849 law does not cover voluntary abortions. Planned Parenthood began taking appointments again this week. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A low pressure moving in Minnesota is dragging a cold front through Wisconsin. Showers and some storms moved into the state overnight and are continuing slowly southeastward. None are expected to be severe, and the heaviest amounts of rain stay into the Northwoods, bringing around a half an inch. Timing of the rain arrives in central Wisconsin by this evening and into southeastern areas and by Lake Michigan overnight. Otherwise, sunshine to start the day south with increasing clouds. Highs hitting the low to mid-70s in southeastern towns. Meanwhile, northwest Wisconsin stays under rain-cooled and cloudy skies with highs only into the mid-50s. Showers strike southeastern areas once again tomorrow, with chances lingering into the evening. Total rainfall accumulations look to be around a quarter of an inch. However, sunshine pops back out for our Sunday, with temperatures into the low 70s. Have a fantastic Friday and a wonderful weekend, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
A Badgers receiver announces he's leaving Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin wide receiver Keontez Lewis says he'll enter the transfer portal to leave the Badgers at the end of the season. Lewis transferred from UCLA last year. Head coach Luke Fickell was asked last month if he thought the speedy Lewis showed some potential.
I think you're right. I think that you do see that's a guy that's got, you know, some vertical speed for us. And he's done a great job at catching tested balls. Yeah, staying on your feet after some of those things, I think, is the next step.
The Badgers host the 2-0 Georgia Southern Eagles tomorrow at Camp Randall, kickoff at 11 a.m. NFL, Aaron Rodgers had surgery to repair his torn Achilles not far from his home residence in L.A. It was done by a Los Angeles surgeon who performed the same procedure on the late Kobe Bryant. Last night on Thursday Night Football, the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Vikings 34-28, Minnesota with four costly turnovers. Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins.
All right, a tough loss. Shot ourselves in the foot with the turnovers. Lose the turnover battle by one, let alone by the margin we've lost it by. So, I guess that's really all I have to say.
The Packers head to Atlanta tomorrow to face the Falcons Sunday at noon. Aaron Jones suffered a hamstring injury against the Bears. He did not practice again yesterday. The Falcons have added several players on their defense in free agency, including Ravens defensive end Calais Campbell and safety Jesse Bates from the Bengals, running back A.J. Dillon.
Obviously, they got a lot of veteran players, a lot of guys who have played a lot of ball over there. You know, looking back, first couple of days of, you know, understanding their defense, you got a couple guys who have been around the league a long time, no ball, and when you're going up against a team that, you know, plays aggressive, plays downhill, you just got to, you know, make sure you're on top of, you know, your assignments and things like that.
Head coach Matt LaFleur.
They're very aggressive defense. I think they're very good up front and can generate a lot of pressure, and they're going to challenge you on the perimeter. So I think every week is a different challenge in terms of what somebody does or maybe the personnel, whatever it may be. And so it's just the next challenge.
Baseball, the Brewers open a three-game series at home tonight against the Nationals. The first pitch at 7:10. The Crew with a 4-2 win over the Marlins yesterday to take that series 3-1. The game tied 2-2. The Brewers' Tyrone Taylor on second managed to slide into home off a Sal Frelick single to take the lead in the fifth inning. Craig Counsell on Taylor after the win.
Great body control. This series just two great slides that it takes a great slide to be safe. Today was different. And then it's very rare that the runner has to go to the inside of the plate like that. And just great adjustment by Tyrone. And a good send by Jason as well to be aggressive there with two outs. So it's something Tyrone's good at. You know, we've known that, and he has put it on display the last couple days.
That's Brewers manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how. Everybody's joking now.
DeVette.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are likely. We'll see a high near 70. For tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 51. Mostly sunny for Saturday with a high of 73. Sunshine and 70 for Sunday. For Monday, sunny with a high of 76. Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs to the low 80s.
It's 60 at our studios.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome one, welcome all. Thanks for joining us today. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio where you are the star, you are the talent, and you will drive the talking points of the day. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. Joined by Luke Mathers, wearing two hats today in a double role. I am William Walter, Policy Research Director and Lead Training Organizer with our Wisconsin Revolution. Luke, how you doing on this Friday afternoon, the absolute best Wednesday of the week?
T-G-I-F. Thank goodness it is
T-G-I-W-F, question mark?
What's the W?
Wednesday. It's a Wednesday, Friday, the best Friday Wednesday.
It doesn't work, though. It doesn't work in the acronym. You'll throw everybody off. It's just TGIF, man. It's Friday. It is here.
I'm
going to
start
the
our new
weekend.
Restaurant chain.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure it's going to go over
TGIWF
swimmingly.
To compete with TGI.
And then
Fridays.
They're okay. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. But glad to be with you on these airwaves. And folks, if you want to share your most Wisconsin headlines of the week with us, because it's Friday, that's what we're diving into today. 844-967-2789. And we're in a little bit of a dilemma, Will. Little bit of a dilemma. We're going to rely on the listening audience today to be the judge, I think, because you don't want me to be I'm filling in for Aaron. Mr. Zommer's away up in the Northwoods. And so normally he's the judge. And you told me I can't fill in for Aaron judging, though, because I'm participating, which, you know, we've got questions about when judges are supposed to recuse themselves or not. I think Robin Voss would be more than happy. He would want me recused at this point.
Voss would want you to recuse right now. If you had asked him in 2017, he would not want you to recuse.
Yeah,
Rebecca
yeah.
Bradley would not want you to recuse in 2017 either.
But now they do.
Yeah.
So it depends on, I guess, it's a touchy subject, recusal here in the state of Wisconsin.
That could have been a headline, honestly.
Could have been a headline. I think that was one's popped up last week, though. I don't know if that was this week's headlines talking about the flip-flopping nature of some of the members of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Did I start or did you start last week? I forget where we're at. Who's going first today, Will? You lay it on the people.
You know, I don't remember. I feel like I won last week, but I feel like I win every week,
have won as well. But before we get to the most Wisconsin headline of the week, let's do a little recap of some of the news that broke overnight since we were last on the air. Yesterday, we were joined by Professor John Shelton of UW-Green Bay, a history professor, specifically a lot in the labor movement of
democracy and social justice professor.
Thank you.
He is a historian.
He's in the history department, is he not? Maybe I'm making things up then. I thought history was the overall subject, but I could be wrong. Labor historian. And we had a discussion about the UAW workers, United Auto Workers, that were authorized to strike and did not have their contract negotiations met by midnight of last night. And so the UAW going on strike as of 12:01, I believe, this morning. And you wanted to provide an update for the people, Will. So let's share that.
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout out. Here on Town Call, we stand in solidarity with workers across not only the United States, but the world. And UAW, I believe actually the contract ended at 11:59, but
okay,
don't
so
quote
12
me on
even.
That.
So 12 even then, right, as soon as it hit today. So it's not a 12-1
yeah, I'm not,
thing.
I'm not going to hold these 120 seconds against you, at least for now. And I do want to give a shout out to the UAW as workers strike at all three Detroit automakers in a battle for a bigger share of industry profits. About 13,000 U.S. auto workers stopped making vehicles and went on strike Friday. The members of the United Auto Workers Union began picketing at a General Motors assembly plant in Wentzville, Missouri, a Ford factory in Wayne, Michigan, near Detroit, and a Stellantis Jeep plant in Toledo, Ohio. It is the first time in the union's 88-year history that all three companies were targeted simultaneously. Hot labor summer, baby. It's back. It is in... It's really... How do I phrase this? The labor movement is really...
It's not back. It's been here all summer. Yeah. What are you saying? It's back. Hot labor summer is just ongoing. It is continuing.
Well, you've been talking about how summer's over.
No,
I
briefly mentioned yesterday that there was 1 week left of summer. That's not saying the summer's over. It says that fall's right around the corner, and we needed to be smart and come up with how we want to refer and whether or not it's going to be cozy labor fall or how we want to address it. Because Professor Sheldon pointed out calling it hot fall or hot labor fall would then ensue more about climate change than the labor movement just being nice and hot. But we're working on that. But it's still summer. I did not say we were in fall yet. I am adamantly against the fact that anybody is telling me it's fall. So I'm going to have to push back on those comments, Will.
Hot labor summer is like the Hotel California, Luke. You can check out, but you can never leave. It is here to stay at a time when U.S. labor is flexing its might all across the country. Workers all over the world are watching this, said Liz Schuler, president of the AFL-CIO, a federation of 60 unions with 12.5 million members. Well, the UAW is striking all three automakers, led by Sean Fain, who we gave a shout out to yesterday for the fantastic, fantastic job he's been doing. Not all of the 146,000 UAW members at company plants are walking picket lines, at least not yet. The UAW has targeted a handful of factories this time in a bid to get automakers to closer to the union's demands, which now, as one of the callers yesterday noted, at 46%, the union coming to the negotiating table has now demanded 36% wage increases over 4 years. GM and Ford offered 20%, and Stellantis, which is formerly Fiat Chrysler, offered 17.5%. The limited strikes will stretch the union's $825 million strike fund, which would run dry in about 11 weeks if all workers walked out. But strikes at other plants may begin if automakers don't budge. A lot of our assembly plants have contiguous plans in place, said GM CEO Mary Barra. But like we've been talking about all of yesterday, and now we've been leading the show today, labor summer is back. Sean Fain and the UAW.
It's here. It's not back. It's
strike.
Here.
It never left.
It's ongoing. It never left. It is ongoing. Folks, if you got thoughts on that, 844-967-2789. Or if you missed any portion of yesterday's show, you can check out our conversation, Office Hours, with Professor John Shelton on the Civic Media website. You can see the listen to the podcast at civicmedia.us. Click on the show tab for Town Call. You can see that and all of the past editions of Town Call. Let's dive into most Wisconsin headlines of the week then, Will. I will defer. Since we don't know, I'll let you go first.
I appreciate that, Luke, especially because I think there's a little bit of low-hanging fruit for this week. Though I do want to add as well, as long
see,
as
I'm not
going to
take
UAW
the low-hanging
strike,
fruit. I'm gonna go for just some of the most Wisconsin things, and so I'm not gonna go for the low-hanging fruit.
Okay, all right, fair. But you might like this, Luke. I also saw on Twitter yesterday a more perfect union tweet from Daily Union Elections. 15 men's basketball players at Dartmouth College are forming a union and joining SEIU Local 560. This is the first known case of collegiate athletes unionizing, bargaining, and collectively advocating for themselves, and hopefully that starts a trend. Can't say it enough. Hot labor summer, baby. Everywhere. This is going down everywhere. So jumping into my first headline of the week, Wisconsin, reading over from the AP, Wisconsin Republican leaders ask former state Supreme Court justices to review impeachment. We've talked about it briefly, but it is oh so Wisconsin, because what has been more elected Wisconsin representative than, I don't know, say our assembly speaker going out of his way to hire a former Supreme Court justice to pursue some sort of, I don't know, election fraud or, you know, shot in the dark, try to find some information that will back up the argument that we're making at the state level. Needless to say, it will very likely not come to fruition, but in this situation, Robin Voss has announced he is creating a panel to investigate the criteria for impeachment as he mulls taking that unprecedented step against a liberal state Supreme Court justice. Republicans are targeting Janet Protasiewicz over comments she made about her winning campaign. And the impeachment criteria panel being created by the speaker will consist of three former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices whom Voss told the Associated Press would not be named until after their work is done. Now, this piece dropped on September 13th, and there was a piece dropping today also from the AP.
Oh, too bad. It's now my turn for most Wisconsin headline of the week.
Headline?
Because guess what? You only get to use one, and you use the less of the Wisconsin ones of the two. Oh, yeah.
Was this going to be your headline? I'll let you have it if this was going to be your headline. But I was going to relate the two to each other.
Let's hear. Well, you don't get to do that. It's we're going back and forth, tit
because
for tat.
It's the same story.
What doesn't matter. You used a different headline.
I told you before the show we had a couple of these same stories to get today, and you were like,
you can
right,
use
right,
them
right,
in. Right. You can't use them consecutively though. You can build on your headlines to tell a story.
You can have two in a row then if you'd like.
No, because this is going to be mine because it's the more Wisconsin headline of the week. This one over at the Wisconsin State Journal is where I found it, but originally over at the AP, written up by Scott Bauer, headline, Wisconsin Impeachment Review Panel includes former GOP Speaker, conservative justice. One of the former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices tapped to investigate impeaching a current member of the court for taking Democratic Party money himself accepted donations from the Wisconsin Republican Party. And that is the more Wisconsin headline of this topic, because the panel that is looking to review whether or not this is an impeachable offense is going to include somebody that did the same exact thing that they are alleging, and there was no impeachment of that former individual of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. So does this end it all? Are we done here, folks? Can we pack it up and go home? Can we stop having this, or is it just going to continue? Because this is a very Wisconsin headline, because Robin Voss is just like, I don't care. In politics, I'm gonna be damned. I'm gonna put whoever I want on this panel to try to get the end result that I'm looking for. Sorry, Will, you can't use consecutive back-to-back headlines. You at least got to take turns. Don't you know sharing's caring?
It was the same story.
Different headline.
And I was going to touch on it in the same way that you just did, because I think it's absolutely hilarious that we're going with someone who, on paper, would be the type of justice you would not want to choose. Someone who has a long, questionable history, both of receiving financial donations from the party that is allegedly the problem now, and do not forget the famous cases of Procer not recusing himself from constitutionality on medical malpractice damages while he was Speaker of the Assembly when the cap was instituted, as well as the choking incident. This is an individual with a long history of questionable behavior, but, you know, Robin Voss doesn't care as long as he gets the results that he's searching for.
Yeah, he's just looking to find the facts to back up the predetermined outcome that he wants to impeach. He doesn't want his maps to go away. As friend of the show Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area has referred to the gerrymandered maps here in the state of Wisconsin as Robin Voss's skeleton key. The power that he has in the state of Wisconsin is through the gerrymandered maps that give him the majority that he has. Once it goes away, Robin Voss is actually going to know. Compromise? Maybe? Who knows? But it would have to be harder work than just telling his caucus what he wants to hear and then finding the results that back that up. Folks, you're listening to Town Call. Looks like we're off to a political start for most Wisconsin headlines of the week. We're going to get to some more. Who would have thought here on Town Call? But that's okay. I've got some non-political ones as well. We're going to get to those, and you can take your phone calls and text 844-967-2789. You're listening to Town Call across Civic Media. We'll be right back.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
CBS News special report. New comments from President Biden about the United Auto Workers strike against the big three automakers.
It's my hope that the parties can return to the negotiation table to forge a win-win agreement.
He's dispatched two administration officials to Detroit, underscoring the economic stakes. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says three plants have been targeted by the union so far.
They're targeting plants that make trucks and SUVs that are popular with consumers, that are profitable for the automakers. It is in some ways a warning shot, saying, you know, this is what we can do at three plants. Think about what would happen if we took a larger action.
CBS's Natalie Brand reports experts believe a prolonged strike will cost the economy billions of dollars.
Negotiations are on hold until Saturday. Economists say with each day of the strike, more ripple effects will be felt, impacting all Americans.
CBS News special report. I'm Steve Kathan.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A Wisconsin man will serve 16 years in prison after being sentenced for child sex crimes in four counties. Roger Hadamer Jr. of Loyal, Wisconsin faced charges in Rusk County, Clark County, Chippewa County, and Taylor County and was sentenced to a total of 16 years in prison after the consolidation of the charges. All of the charges involved the same victim. This week, Hadamer Jr. was sentenced to 14 years in prison, but the sentence will run concurrently to a 16-year sentence from the Rusk County case. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the filing of a lawsuit seeking an order declaring that the state Senate has no power to reject Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf. Attorney General Call referred to the Senate vote to fire Wolf as a stunt and baseless attack on democracy, saying the state Senate blatantly disregarded state law by holding the vote. The lawsuit was filed in Dane County Circuit Court. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. It's Friday, and that means it is most Wisconsin headlines of the week. It is my turn once again, Mr. Luke Mathers, and I got one for you that I think you're going to like. Reading over from channel3000.com, Culver's helps Small Business Administration celebrate 70 years of work. over in Prairie du Sac. Thursday marked a big milestone for the Small Business Administration as the group celebrated 70 years of work. One of the small businesses supported by the SBA is an iconic Wisconsin chain known for its cheese curds, butter burgers, and custard, as Culver's is one
not
of
in that
68
order, though.
Legacy businesses. Hey, I'm just reading over from the piece.
I get it. Not in that order.
Culver's is one of 68 legacy businesses that got its start with help from the SBA, as founder Craig Culver was honored during a ceremony Thursday and offered tips for business owners who are just starting out, such as surround yourself with the right people, people that encourage you. Shout out to Culver's. What gets more Wisconsin than that?
It's a pretty Wisconsin headline. One of my favorite parts of the political cycle is like the obligatory politician going to try Culver's and like seeing that through the 2024 is always fun.
I'm one of you regular people.
It's like, I'll order one custard, please. I would like that. And it's always comical. I do get a good kick out of that when politicos from around the nation do come and try to act like the locals and eat at places like Culver's. So it's pretty great. Not a small business anymore. Pretty expansive and growing everywhere, that Culver's. This one, I got Wisconsin leading the pack for this one. And real quick before I dive into my next most Wisconsin headline of the week, just a little birthday shout out for my godson. Today is Teddy's 5th birthday. So happy birthday, Teddy. Love
happy
you, big
birthday,
guy.
Teddy.
And can't wait to celebrate with you this weekend. But my next Wisconsin...
Big T with the birthday shout-out on a Friday.
Yeah, he's getting them on most Wisconsin headlines of the weekday. My next one, Wisconsin leading the pack in all of states on something that really raised my eyebrows, Will, because I did not know this. But when you think about
it
was kind of like, really? Are you sure? But according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, this is the headline. Wisconsin has more roundabouts than any other state. That's a good thing. Experts say. So I feel like there has been a pretty large increase of roundabouts. I go through a couple almost every day in my neck of the woods here in Dane County. And they've been on the rise in recent years, I feel like, in our state. But did not know that Wisconsin has more roundabouts than any other state. And so this I thought was pretty intriguing, Will. And just one more thing, Wisconsin's leading the nation at safe driving, apparently.
Well, we can debate that second part, but that is a bit of a contentious issue I've found out with people is
at least the infrastructure for more safe driving, not necessarily out in practice, but in the what's available to us.
No, I love roundabouts. I absolutely adore roundabouts.
I see you as
incredible.
Just the guy that's just driving around in circles because you love roundabouts so much. You're just like,
love it so much. It's my vacation for
when
like
I would say when you get out of the house the
Friday
few times that you can
I'm like, oh dude, I got a few hours to kill, let's go spin in circles in the roundabout. But apparently there are and I can name on my hand probably 5 or 6 people in my immediate circle that very much do not like roundabouts, think they're difficult to understand, which I have pushed them on and can't get a very clear answer. They think it's annoying. Oh, I'd rather just have stop signs. And I'm like, well, the data shows that roundabouts are significantly safer. And also, like, what's confusing about this? Look to your left. If there's nobody there, you go. Like,
you don't have to stop. It's supposed to be more fuel efficient. You don't have to stop and then go again. And it's I find it interesting, though, that we have more than any other nation more than any other state in the nation. I feel like they weren't really prevalent when I was going through driver's ed. So if you don't know how to actually navigate a roundabout, I can understand people being more confused about it because you're like, oh, okay, this is different than anything I'm used to. This isn't a stop sign. It's a yield sign. It's like, how do I know when to yield? We already have struggles where at a four-way stop intersection here in Wisconsin, you can stop first and then wave somebody else on and get the... So it's different than what Wisconsinites are used
to,
for sure.
Then just get rid of it, put a roundabout. Problem solved.
But if we don't do the proper training on the more roundabouts, I can understand why some people may be like, I don't like them as much. But I think they are safer, and ultimately they improve traffic congestion. So
I don't know. Maybe this is unpopular, Luke, but if you don't understand the purpose of a yield sign, perhaps you shouldn't be on the road. Let me just toss that one out there.
Roundabouts are great.
I'm just saying it's different, and I can, like, I can respect people being confused by them, but you should know the rules of the road when you are going out and driving. I agree with that. You should understand what a yield sign is.
I feel like that's it's something that most people would agree on. But again, this is like the most random issue that I have heard people but, more than willing to die on the hill.
But on the rise here in Wisconsin, because we got more of them than any other state, which is a very Wisconsin headline, Will. You can't deny that.
I mean, I would not have. It was an eyebrow raiser in the sense that, like, yeah, I would not have considered that very Wisconsin, but I guess
apparently,
the
so.
Numbers
it's in
say
our
otherwise.
Infrastructure.
So,
yeah,
yeah, I will defer to the numbers. I am a man of data and science. So, back to my turn, Luke. Reading over from
and
the
folks,
Wisconsin.
If you've got a Wisconsin headline that you'd like to share with us, folks, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Town Call across Civic Media. You can take us with you on the go wherever you go. Download the Civic Media app. It's easy to do so, and it's free. Head over to the App Store or Google Play Store and type in Civic Media. Download the app. You can jump from station to station, hear all the terrific programming like Town Call, As Goes Wisconsin. We got the Todd Alba Show coming up next. Pat Kreitlow filling in for the first hour of Todd while he is away today. Pat and I are going to be giving away some Brewers tickets because still, Mr. Zommers is in the Northwoods, so I'll be producing the Todd Alba Show on this Friday afternoon. We're going to give away some Brewers tickets to tomorrow, Saturday night's game. So you can want to stay tuned throughout the 1 o'clock hour. Then during the 2 o'clock hour, we got Matt Flynn filling in for the second hour of the Todd Alba Show. So doing a little bonus hour, both Pat and Matt, on this Friday afternoon. You can listen to the Todd Alba Show with those two guest hosts on this Friday afternoon. But if you got a Wisconsin headline you want to share with us here on Town Call, 844-967-2789. You can engage with the show right from the app. You can call or text. Will, what is your next most Wisconsin headline of the week?
There's a joke in there somewhere about Wednesdays being Fridays and Todd's being Pat's and Matt's and...
Sure.
I'm not sure what it is. But,
and if you were a funnier man, you could have made the joke, but I guess we're just going
to
let that hang
sense
out
of
there.
If I had a humor, I could have been the one to do so. I just want every... It's like a taco salad bar, right? I'm just providing the ingredients to the listeners, and they can formulate the
No. I provided all that housekeeping. I provided all the housekeeping. You just pointed out that the housekeeping was there.
I made the connection. Somebody's got to do it. It might as well be me. So going to my next piece, reading over from the Wisconsin State Journal. Baraboo's International Crane Foundation celebrates 50 years this
weekend.
Dang,
you took one of my non-political ones. Darn.
Saturday will be a special member appreciation day to commemorate the work that's being done and to honor the birds. All 15 species of crane are represented at the Baraboo facility, the only one of its kind in the world. The special day will include talks, tours, and other special events. As we celebrate our 50th anniversary, I'm very proud of the way we have brought people together for crane conservation, said Richard Balfus, president and CEO of the International Crane Foundation. We have offices in 8 countries, staff in more than 20 countries, and we have deep partnerships in more than 50 countries. This feels very powerful to me. And Luke, I believe we have discussed on the show in the past, but I really love cranes. I have there's a couple of cranes that live on my farm, or I should say the general area, but they like to hang out in the farm, and I will go out most mornings, which of course morning to me is different than morning to you. But
high noon, most mornings,
like 3 p.m. I head out there in the morning to go say hello.
You know what PM cranes... stands for, right?
No, okay. No comment. The cranes are absolutely beautiful. I love throwing a little bit of corn out there so that they have something to munch on if they want.
I don't know if that's what they're supposed to be eating. You might be careful with that.
It's like a corn meal, but we went to Fleet Farm and asked, so
okay.
I don't know if they're necessarily the best person to listen to, but I deferred in that situation. Next commercial break, I'll go grab the bag. And
no,
I'll hold
we don't
the bag
need to see
you,
it.
If
I'm
you're
just
interested in seeing it.
Sometimes you got to be careful with those wildlife signs and parks, Will, where it says please don't feed the wildlife. Those signs are particularly for you, so you just have to make sure that you're doing all the proper reading, sir.
I didn't go through the little notes at the bottom, the fine print, to see that it's specifically designed for me.
It's like this sign is here because Will Walter feeds wildlife that he's not supposed to feed. That's why
I do not feed all wildlife, simply the cranes that come and hang out in my yard. And they are
in mid-morning,
late
afternoon. Will's mid-morning.
They waltz like right up to the house. They're just like hanging around. And I'll be like, "Hey, what's up, fellas?" And then they'll both squawk at me, and it makes me feel like I'm one of the squad, you know.
Yeah, man, the isolation that you're doing at your place, this is maybe another cry for help. We might need to get you outdoors a little bit more and get you talking to people.
You sound jealous that I'm the next Captain Planet, and I'm not going to stand for that, because somebody needs to fight for our environment. It might as well be me.
That sounds like a mighty far leap that you're trying to make with that comparison, but okay, Will. Okay, that was a pretty good Wisconsin headline. The work that the International Crane Foundation is doing as well, helping rebound the populations of crane here in the state of Wisconsin. Very, very Wisconsin headline. So hats off to you on that one, Will.
I will say, beautiful birds, you took mine,
because I was going to go to that one next. That was my next most Wisconsin headline of the week, but I got another one that's pretty good and screams Wisconsin. One of the not in the our bad relationship with alcohol vein, but not necessarily a perfect light to demonstrate Wisconsin in, but what we can be sometimes known for by a lot of people that aren't from Wisconsin. This next headline, again, over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Psycho: The Lost Tapes of Ed Gein features jailhouse recordings with Wisconsin serial killer. This piece written up by Chris Foran over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. On the night Ed Gein was arrested, suspected of murdering and mutilating a local shopkeeper, the local authorities in Plainfield, Wisconsin, took him to the Washara County Jail. Rattled by the bizarre sights at Gein's property, the victim's body, gutted like a deer, along with body parts, things made from human skin, a collection of skulls, law enforcement asked a local judge, Boyd Clark, to help interrogate the 51-year-old loner. Clark recorded the conversation, all 90 minutes of it. So a new documentary coming out for that night that Ed Gein was first arrested and interviewed by law enforcement officials, going to be a part of a new, I think it's a docu-series or a documentary done on Ed Gein. So the serial killer culture that is out there. There's a lot of disturbing aspects. And
Ed Gein, one of those. Wisconsin does have a, I don't want to say rich history, because that makes it sound like you're proud of it.
Yeah, that you're trying to, yeah.
In fact, a friend of mine actually, she found a book at, I want to say it was the Wisconsin State Fair a few years ago, highlighting Wisconsin's history of serial killers. And she thought it was so humorous that she purchased it and brought it back. So,
okey dokey there.
Well,
this is an interesting thing to find humorous, Will. That's not a sense of humor.
I think it is humorous as well.
You can find it interesting, but not funny.
The state fair was the one highlighting it, to the point where they were selling it to people. Like, hey,
the state fair will sell anything.
State fair, and look at
the state fair will sell anything.
It's capitalism run amok, really, is the point you want to get at. And I'm here for that conversation, yes, please. But I think we're going to need a little bit more time to expand into the entirety of that conversation.
Is that something you'd watch, an Ed Gein docuseries? Is it?
Probably not.
This is not really my cup of tea, but Wisconsin headline discussing it. The 90 minutes of audio from that interview, the night Ed Gein was arrested, to me makes a pretty compelling Wisconsin headline. You could be the judge out there, though. 844-967-2789. If you want to let us know who's got the most Wisconsin headlines of the week so far. In Mr. Zahmer's absence, we're struggling a little bit. Either we're going to have to assign him homework before Monday's show, or the listening audience can share who you think has the most Wisconsin headlines. We're going to continue with some more. Give us a call. Send us a text. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Town Call across Civic Media. We're going to continue the fun back and forth when we return.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
road trip.
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are likely. We'll see a high near 70. For tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 51. Mostly sunny for Saturday with a high of 73. Sunshine and 70 for Sunday. For Monday, sunny with a high of 76. Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs to the low 80s.
Right now, it's 62.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hallelujah, it's Friday, 'cause I've been working all week.
Welcome, one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. Luke, I went out and I fetched it. Hashtag not a sponsor, but you can see. Cracked corn, deluxe wild bird feed. Your backyard birds deserve the best. So, let me just toss that one out there. I'm doing my best for my local cranes. They are my guys, and I want to hook them up with nothing but the best.
Do me a favor and just try to stay on mic, though. Yes, that was a very nice visual ad, but we are at first an audio medium for the listening audience out here on Civic Media.
It's a special shout out to those who are checking out the stream. Got to give them a little content worthy of coming to the stream.
I don't think cranes are necessarily the average backyard bird, though, either.
Don't you bring the cranes into this. All right, they did nothing wrong.
I'm just saying, just be careful with what you feed in the wildlife, Will. You very much come off as the person that, why those signs are there.
I don't know if I should be offended by that or not, because I don't see it. But I'm going to take it in stride, and I'm going to move on to my next headline of the week. It's reading over from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the cleanest city in America? It's Milwaukee! According to a new study, a large-scale study released Tuesday, claims Milwaukee is the cleanest city in America. The study, conducted by HouseFresh, an online publication focused on air quality issues and evaluating indoor filtration products, analyzed 12.3 million sanitation-related complaints placed over the last year in cities across America, and these included complaints regarding garbage, waste, and recycling. The study ranked the location based on the number of sanitation-related reports per 100,000 residents. Milwaukee had only 309 complaints, by far the fewest. To let you know what the top of that list would be, well, Milwaukee was at 309. Number one was Baltimore at 47,000. So,
well, do you think it's just Milwaukee not reporting it then?
Do you think it's very possible.
This is what it is, kind of, because I don't know. Cities aren't super clean places to begin with, though. So it's good to see some recognition, I guess, from that analyst. Or analysis, that's the Friday word that I'm looking for. But you got to be careful with how you take studies. And that's just an excellent indication. While sometimes just because you're reviewing one set of information doesn't mean that is the only indicator on what goes into something. Cause the correlation.
Numbers can't
thing.
Lie, Luke, but they can tell a narrative.
Yes. Well, my next most Wisconsin headline of the week. A little bit about the narrative side of things. This piece over at UpNorthNewsWI.com, our friends at Up North News. The headline, Scapegoat. Republicans' election denial prompts effort to fire top elections official. And so getting back to the little bit more political side, we had some fun with the non-political headlines on this Friday, most Wisconsin headline of the weekday. But this one, pretty Wisconsin thing as well. To, over the last 3 years, be so obsessed with the denial of the election outcome in 2020 to try to go to no end to overturn or despair those election results, state Senate Republican lawmakers went as far this week to try to fire the state's top election official. But their own lawyers, the own lawyers for the legislature, said that the appointment vote by the Wisconsin Elections Commission that was a 303 vote did not qualify as a reappointment. So there was, it's been this political maneuvering, just saying one thing without it actually being the reality, which is so on brand for these Republican lawmakers that it is, it needs to be mentioned on the most Wisconsin headlines of the week, because they're now using, first it was absentee ballots, then it was individuals in nursing homes that received support throughout the pandemic to help guide them vote. Then it was a myriad of things, and now we are here where it is the state's top election official that is the scapegoat for Republicans not being able to come to terms with the fact that more voters in 2020 voted for Joe Biden than Donald Trump.
Concocting their own reality, Luke.
Yes, talking about narratives there a little bit, Will.
All right, Luke, well, rapid fire last headline of the week. I got a good one for you. Reading over from WEAU.com. Archery and crossbow deer hunting season to get underway this week. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding people that archery and crossbow deer hunting season is set to begin September 16th. It's a great opportunity for hunters to harvest antlerless deer before they change their patterns and experience additional hunting pressure during the gun deer season.
That's a pretty good one. My final rapid fire for the week then. Which one do I want to go with? You took my cranes one. I really wanted to use that one.
The cranes are my thing. You know I love me the cranes.
Yeah, well, I was about to use that one too. This one over at Wisconsin Public Radio. Lake Superior Island Town reaches tentative $17 million deal to buy Madeline Island Ferry Line assets. The town of La Pointe seeks to preserve its link to the mainland for islanders. So being able to, the business, it seems like the ferry business going out of business, and the residents in this northern Wisconsin town gonna buy the ferry so that they can continue the service through a municipal service. And so very, very Wisconsin, we still want this, and we are going to preserve it, and we are going to make sure that our residents have this expectation for what the community provides, and it's going to be pretty great. I have not yet got a chance to go up to the Apostle Islands. The Madeline Island is the island up there as well that the ferry goes to, and I'm excited to one day, and it's good to know that this ferry is going to be able to preserve that connection between the island and the mainland.
100%, Luke. Well, I got to ask you, the people of Wisconsin, who won? Who had the most Wisconsin headlines of the week, and why was it Will? Give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. Or if you'd like to share with us this weekend, Luke and I will be at the Willie Street Fair together. Luke, I believe you're coming, what, 10 a.m.-ish?
Wait, you're going to be there too? Maybe I won't be there then. Who knows? Maybe I
won't. Oh, yeah, we'll be hanging out. You got to deal with me in person on Sunday, baby. You don't get this weekend off, Luke. My apologies.
Oh,
you are
goodness.
Stuck with the Will all weekend.
Okay. Well, yeah, Willie Street Fair, one of the excellent festivals here in the Madison area, going to be going down on Saturday and Sunday. Members of the Civic
they
Media
named
team.
The festival after me, Luke.
No, because that Willie uses properly two
that's
L's.
Right. That's right, yeah. And that did come first. So
it's also Williamson Street, so it's definitely not William. So it's Williamson Street, which is why it gets abbreviated to Willie. But yeah, the Civic Media team going to be down on Willie Street this weekend. So you're going to want to stop by. You'll see personalities from the entire Civic Media lineup and staff. So come check us out. Say hi at the Willie Street Fair for various hours all weekend long. You can come down, participate in the Truth Booth, share what you like about living here in Madison, and then say hi to us on the radio.
And of course, confirm that I won Headlines of the Week today.
Well, what we'll have to do is we'll have to forward this little podcast edition to Mr. Zommers and tell him first thing Monday we need a verdict.
Got some homework, buddy.
So that we can hear it when we jump back onto the air on Monday at 12:15. Have an excellent weekend. Happy birthday, Teddy. Talk to y'all on Monday.
Take it easy, party people.
Emotions hide, so fear can fade. Don't you?
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair, Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.